Hey, welcome to Flip It and Rebuild It. This is the podcast that will help you see life from a new perspective, so you can prepare for when life knocks you on your butt without warning. I'm Stephen Webb, and ending up paralyzed at 18, going bankrupt, losing nearly everything, more heartbreaks than I can count. I know how hard it is to turn your life around. Let us help you find inner peace and flip it around when your life is hectic and feels impossible for you. And welcome my awesome co-host, Susan Jackman.
Ah, thanks, Stephen. And I'm here to share with you how I have learned to flip that story in my head and use every experience to grow and rebuild my life the way that I want it to be. I've experienced a lot of life and learned many valuable lessons. I do believe I can help someone learn from what I've been through, from how I've overcome childhood traumas to learning to find the silver lining and lesson in every situation, no matter how negative the situation seems to be. It's about finding your peace of mind when life goes to shit, as it often does.
What are we talking about today?
Habits. All sorts of things about habits. The good, the bad, and the ugly, right?
Everything.
Everything.
That's the thing with habits. They're not all bad.
No, they're not. They're definitely not.
Just the bad habits are bad.
Yeah. And I actually think I'm pretty good at building good habits. Bad habits, maybe not so much.
Well, this show's got three parts. We're going to talk about how habits, I was going to say ruin our lives, how habits run our lives.
Yeah.
And then we're going to talk about some of our habits.
Okay.
And then we're going to give some hints and tips on how to build and change your habits. And give you some really easy, simple tips too. Because habits are difficult to break. They are difficult to change. Our whole lives is based on habits.
Yeah, I think that the more deep-rooted that habit is, the longer you've been doing it, the harder it's going to be to change.
Well, it goes back to basic survival as children.
Mm-hmm. You
know, we learned something. It didn't kill us.
Mm-hmm.
Do it again.
Yep.
It didn't kill us. Do it again. And we improve and improve. And then we find things we enjoy. I enjoyed that. Do it again. I enjoyed that.
Right.
Do it again.
Yeah, yeah.
Until it becomes second nature, until it moves from our conscious mind to our subconscious mind, and then we lose all control over it.
Yeah.
We don't even know we're doing it.
Yeah, yeah.
The perfect example is getting in a car and driving a car. First time we do it, we got to think about pressing the accelerator, pressing the brake, changing the gear, listening, doing everything. And it takes all of our concentration. You cannot sit there and think about what you're going to have for tea.
Right.
Or even have the radio on or anything in the first two or three lessons of, can you hear the kids outside playing?
No.
No, that's fine. If you can, it's great. I just love hearing kids in the background anyway. But you literally cannot do anything other than drive.
Yeah, right.
And then 3 months after you've passed your test and all that, you're in the car, you've got your music on, you shouldn't be, but the amount of people that are texting and on their phones, rolling a cigarette, eating a hamburger, all different things. And then they get home, they walk in the door, and their partner says to them, how was the drive home? What drive home? Oh, yeah, I can't remember driving the last 10 miles.
Oh, yeah.
Just autopilot on, our subconscious mind.
It is. And that's what a habit is. It's something that's like a regular tendency. It's like settled. You do it over and over and over again. It's repetitious every day. It's an everyday.
And it's triggered. And it's constant triggers. This is the key with habits. We think they're based in us, but they're completely, the subconscious mind is looking for these triggers constantly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it reacts to every one of those triggers. You don't lie in bed in the morning and start changing gears or pressing your foot on the accelerator.
Yeah.
It's when you get in the car, the subconscious mind goes, we're in a car.
It's time to turn on the lights.
Light up a cigarette, get into a pub.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever we're doing.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's the thing. Like every habit, whether it's good or bad, has a three-step pattern. You've already hit two of them, and I haven't told them to you. The reminder, which is that thing that triggers the behavior, a routine, which Ike mentioned, it's something, an action you do every day, and the reward, the benefit you get for doing that behavior, because it doesn't become a habit without that reward.
That's interesting, the benefit. So what is the benefit of the most mundane everyday things we do every day. What is it? Well, I was going to say, what's the benefit of getting dressed? Clearly, in my case, it's
and everybody staying warm is number one for me.
Okay, I'm trying to think of something else that doesn't necessarily have benefit. But no, I guess they do. They all have a benefit somewhere.
Yeah.
And then once they become habit, it's just part of our everyday life. The way we walk to work, everything we do. I've got carers that look after me.
Yeah.
And I clearly live in a house. and cleaning the house, every single carer does it completely different.
Yeah.
Now, then they don't always get to the same result, but essentially they get to a standard result of what they deem done. And it's different to mine. It's different to, and they all have several degrees of this. Mm-hmm, they all do things differently. And it's purely, nobody's wrong.
Oh, no, yeah. Yeah.
You know, right down to just brushing up. You would think there'd be one way to brush up. There's not, seriously. I've watched a lot of carers over my time, and there's a lot of ways of brushing up. Trust me. Or not, as the case may be. But we bring those habits everywhere we go with us. And they are literally 98, 99% of our day.
Yeah.
But the main reason why we have habit is because literally you would not be able to function without them. You imagine if you had to sit there now and go, I need to balance. I need to hold my hand a certain way. I need to hold my head a certain way. I need to move my lips, move my tongue. I need to do all these things in a certain way just to get a word out.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, you've got to do all the other bodily functions and you've got to concentrate and focus on everything. You would seriously just blow your mind.
You wouldn't be able to function if your brain didn't automate all that stuff.
It's got to offload some stuff.
Yeah.
If literally every time we got in the car, we had to focus on every little bit, every single time we never learned as a habit, we just wouldn't be able to do most of what we do in life.
Yeah.
It's not a human thing. Animals have habits and everything.
Well, and that's also the secret to getting good at something is making it a habit, like playing the guitar. Like, I know I could be a much better guitar player if I sat and played every single day.
Yeah,
and made it to where it just became a habit instead of having to work so hard at it.
Yeah.
And motivation is important with that too. Cause I mean, like we all have like a bad habit that we know we shouldn't do, but there's something about it that rewards us and makes us feel good, makes us want it. And our motivation is not going to be the same all the time. Like it might be 95% one day. It might be 5% the next day. It might even change within the same day. It ebbs and flows, which is why tackling one of those big ones is so hard. And actually, that would be my one tip, is just to start with easy things that you're highly motivated to do and just get good at changing your habits.
Yeah. The habit is everything. You know, you can take down a whole mountain by one step at a time. They don't jump up to the top of Mount Everest. It's one bit at a time.
Right. Yeah.
You know, whatever you do, you don't build a house by just dropping the house. You do it by one brick at a time.
Yeah.
And it's the habit. You'd be surprised how quickly you can build a house just by turning up every morning and dropping two bricks and going home again.
Yeah.
And it's the same as building our Facebook pages. You know, mine and yours, we both got a Facebook page. And the habit of posting on there every single day, even if it only takes 20 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
It's so beneficial.
It is.
It's so beneficial. And this podcast, it's not always easy to get it out every single week.
Yeah.
But the habit of doing it so people know where we're to and we're coming up every single week.
Yeah.
And you saying about motivation. There's a Jim Ryan quote. Motivation is what gets you started. Habit is what keeps you going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's the truth. So many people, you're motivated to go to the gym. You're motivated to go on a diet, to eat healthily, to do all these other things.
Yeah.
3 days later, it's like, I haven't actually seen a huge result. So.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. You've got to be motivated to do it every day. So you've got to figure out. You got to figure out you got to ask yourself some deep questions and figure out why are you really wanting to do this, so you can remind yourself every day. Because if it's just like, oh, I want to go to the gym so I can get in shape, so I can look good in my red dress. Well, how important is it? Is like just that one time, that one experience wearing the red dress? Is that really what's going to motivate you? Or is it, you know, like I want to feel better about myself each day?
Yeah, you're absolutely bang on. And it's having that why and visualizing ourselves when everything is good and done in 3-4 months' time.
Yeah, yeah. Like I gave up, I went vegetarian about, I guess it's probably about 2.5 months now. I've done super, super well with it. I didn't make it too difficult. I said I'm going to allow myself to have seafood, cheese, eggs, and occasionally treat myself to meat. I did that once. And then I was like, you know what? I don't want to do that. And I didn't give myself a hard time about it. But I've every day like gone on my way to think of, okay, what new thing can I try? Because I want to do it to make myself feel better, be healthier. Yeah. So yesterday I made kale and fruit smoothies for the first time. I've never put kale in anything and it was good. And it was super healthy.
Tastes nice.
Yeah.
I do buy my green drinks, pressed green drinks.
Yeah.
Because every time I tried making them myself, they I'll just leave it as they do not taste too good.
Yeah. I just threw like I must have put 8 different kinds of fruit in there and it was like 3 berries. So it was super berry and it was purple. Yeah. It wasn't green.
My experience of juicing myself is I get a juicer. This is all rolled up my sleeves, buy the loads of veg and all that. We start throwing it in the juicer and it comes out and we drink it. Yeah, yeah, this is really nice. This, and don't touch it again. So I do buy mine now. I will be honest. So let's talk about how we build habits, good habits.
Yeah, you said you had some tips for us.
I have, and it's really important. And loads of people want to know the answer to how do I get rid of my bad habits?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well,
the idea of getting rid of your bad habits is have so many good habits that your bad habits haven't got time to get to happen.
Yeah, like replace them with good habits.
If you're running, you cannot be drinking and smoking.
Right.
If you're doing all the other fitness things, if you're eating 3 decent meals a day, you haven't got time or you haven't got a meal to eat, you know, to take away or.
Yeah.
And the one thing I've learned about developing good habits.
Yeah.
Is do it slowly.
Yeah, definitely.
And we've been talking about habits as everything. So the first thing, if you want to do 300 sit-ups a day, don't come out the gate and do 300 sit-ups.
Yeah.
Because you won't get up the next day. You might survive 2 days, and third day in, you would have given up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
first definitely. Day, do 1 sit-up. Mm-hmm. Second day, do 1 sit-up. And do it for 7 days.
Mm-hmm.
And then for the next 7 days, do 2 sit-ups.
Mm-hmm.
Next 7 days, do 3 sit-ups.
Mm-hmm.
And then up until the end of the month, until you get to a point where you cannot literally get on with your day until you've done those sit-ups.
Yeah.
So build it up to 10, 20. And you may think, well, it's not very many, 10, 20. Well, if you do 10 every day, that's 70 a week. That's 70 more than you've done your whole life.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
And every week, that's 280 sit-ups per month. But you've now got a habit.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing, like building it up slowly, taking that time to do it is like the essence of building a habit. You can't fast track it. You can't.
No. And the habit is more important than what the actual deal is.
Exactly. Exactly.
The next tip is tie it to something. We are triggered by, like we were saying at the very beginning of the podcast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're triggered by something. When you get in the car, you're triggered to do something.
Yeah.
When you get in bed, you're triggered to start racing your mind and stay away. That's what makes fear. That's what happens to most people.
Yeah.
But we're triggered by everything. So trigger the sit-ups to something.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Perhaps you cannot do your teeth until you've done those sit-ups.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And then at some point you won't be able to do those sit-ups without doing your teeth.
Yeah.
And it's also remembering that after a while, the results will start going down. You won't end up with, especially like eating healthy and doing things like that, you won't end up losing the same weight. You won't end up feeling as good. That's okay. because the body has this bounce back time.
Yeah.
Everything has, and the mind will play tricks. It will turn around and go, oh, okay, let's try this habit. A few days later, it will go, yeah, I'll humor you.
Yeah.
And a few days later, it goes, yeah, this is really boring. Why are you doing this?
Yeah. Yeah.
No, just don't do it one day. Lie in bed.
Yeah.
And it'll play all those tricks with you.
Mm-hmm.
Until in the end, it'll give up and go, well, okay, if that's what you really want to do, because you're breaking 40, 30 years of doing one thing.
Yeah.
Subconscious mind doesn't like that.
Yeah. No, I find it's much easier to kind of add something to something that already exists. That's how I got myself to meditate every day. I get up, I do whatever I need to do, and then I make my cup of coffee, and then I meditate with my coffee.
Yeah, exactly. But start it slow. Meditate mm-hmm. You're better off meditating for 1 minute or 2 minutes every morning.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Then you are 2 hours every 2 weeks.
Yep, absolutely. Yep.
I think in podcast 2 or 3, we were talking about building a habit meditation.
Yeah.
And it's so important to, little and often, with any habit, pretty much.
Yeah. If you can't do it every day, you're taking off too much.
Yeah. And you've always got extra time. If it's important to you, mm-hmm. you will find the time.
Yeah.
The other thing is, I want to bust that myth of 21 days.
Oh, yeah?
I want to bust that myth because it came about in a book that I'm currently reading, actually. I'm reading it again, Psycho-Cybernetics.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure where he got it from. It was wrote in the 1950s.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently he said, or got it from somewhere, that if you do something for 21 days, that gives you the best chance of continuing. Mm-hmm. He didn't say it takes 21 days. But actual studies at university suggest the minimum is about 60 to 70 days.
That makes more sense to me. Yeah, I would have guessed 60 days.
And some people it takes up to 300.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And you think how many times we get in the car, how many times we cleaned our teeth and did those things.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
It just makes sense.
And let's say you're trying to break a bad habit. How many hours have you spent doing that bad habit every day?
Yeah.
Because you're trying to turn all that around. That's a lot.
I give up smoking. I remember when I smoked for a long time, I always used to say, I can give up any time. I could do it.
Yeah.
There I was still smoking, clearly. But the two times I gave up, I gave up recently because I started smoking again. But the first time I gave up was about, I don't know, 12 years ago now. Mm-hmm. And I've been smoking since about 13, 14.
Yeah.
I didn't give up. I made a decision for myself to give up. And I wasn't giving up for nobody else.
Yeah, that's important.
It's really important. Do it for yourself.
Yeah.
It's got to come from within. If it's coming from somebody else, it just doesn't work as well.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
It's against the odds. But I didn't give up forever.
Yeah.
I gave up for 1 hour at a time.
Yeah, yeah.
So every time I wanted a cigarette, I'd say I'd have one in an hour's time.
Yeah.
2 days later, I'd have one in an hour's time.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe, I read recently, it was the same way Alcoholics Anonymous in their 12 steps. Or what they suggest is you do not give up drinking for life, you just give up today.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mhm. So that's one. I know we weren't going to talk about bad habits so much, but that's the way to breaking bad habits. But replace them.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you're going to give up smoking, don't sit there and think about the cigarette.
Yeah. Do something else.
You know, replace it with a good one. Feel good mm-hmm. about it. Exercise.
Yeah.
Also, you mentioned it. About having like a what if scenario.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. So that was a technique that I read about when I was reading about how to stick to, like, you know, your long-term goal when your life just kind of gets chaotic. And basically it's to plan for that chaos because we know that's how life is. Life gets crazy on us right when we don't need it. Yeah. So basically you kind of have a plan. Like if something unexpected happens, then this will be my response. So, for example, let's see. if I can't make it to yoga during my lunch break, then I'll take a stretching break this afternoon. So it's like a little backup plan to make sure you accomplish your goal.
Yeah. And it's also really important to, if you don't do it one day or 1 week or whatever your new habit forming is, you don't go back to square one by missing one time.
Right. No. Yeah.
You're not starting all over again.
Yeah.
You know, very often, and diet's the easiest one to, because it's.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I lost about 2.5 stone about 4 years ago. And even me being in a wheelchair, I feel better about myself. I can move around better and things like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I lost it through just eating less. I was still eating all like famous takeaways and things like that, but I was eating less and becoming really conscious of what I was eating. And I was counting all my calories. So I become aware.
Yeah.
And that's really important. Become aware of your habit.
Oh yeah, definitely. Definitely.
And now I don't have to jot down all my calories. I can pretty well tell you how many calories I've ate most days within reason.
Yeah.
I'm not really crazy about it. I'm not like, oh, I got to eat over 6 calories.
Yeah.
But I know roughly within 200 or 300 calories what I bet one day and whether or not I should go easy with my tea.
Yeah.
So it's about building a knowledge and awareness of what's going on within, what's going on.
Yeah. And I think even especially with dieting, setting yourself up for a success, if you break your diet and you're going to beat yourself up, you're more likely to quit. But you use this if-then thing and you just say, okay, if I have something unhealthy for lunch, that's fine. I can do that. I'm allowed to do that. But I'm going to cook a really healthy meal for dinner. You make amends with it.
And the other thing with dieting is don't just get out of bed one day and go, right, I'm going to eat healthy the rest of my life.
Yeah.
Just start eating a healthy breakfast until that becomes a habit.
Oh, yeah.
Then a healthy dinner until that becomes a habit.
Yeah, I still treat myself. I'm not trying to avoid treating myself, but I'm developing really good, healthy eating habits.
Yeah.
And I feel better.
And I think it's really important to be able to treat ourselves.
Oh, yeah.
You have a healthy relationship with it. I'm not talking about if it's drugs or alcohol or things like that. They're a little different.
Yeah.
Because we get addicted to those kind of things.
And
eating. We get addicted to the pleasure of eating because it's a comfort and survival thing.
Yeah.
However, some of the less addictive things, sometimes it's easier not to block them out completely.
Oh, yeah.
And eating is a prime example. Become aware of what you're eating. Mm-hmm. Don't become... So many people, and I've witnessed it around me, where they basically, they go from eating all sorts to eating a strict chicken and whole grain rice diet. And within 3 weeks, they're so fed up that, yes, they've lost 6 pounds or 8 pounds.
Yeah.
And they're really pleased with that. But they're so fed up with their lives. They've got to go back to the one thing that they were enjoying.
Yeah, well, I think anything taken to an extreme is never going to be good for you.
No.
I mean, I used to have a really bad problem with eating like sugar all the time, like candies and candy bars and, you know, like desserts. And just like if they were around, I would eat them up. And I tried just like giving them up, not buying them, not having them in the house. And I craved them like crazy. So I decided to say, okay, you know what? It's going to be a treat. I'm going to have them occasionally to reward myself. When I feel like I deserve to be rewarded, I'll go out and get myself a treat. And I enjoy them more now, honestly.
So to recap on how we form habits, you know, set a goal, visualize our goal.
Oh, yeah.
Live in that person already.
Yeah.
Live your life as if you're already that person that you want to be living your life.
Yeah.
Start it slowly. Build the habit and not the actual commitment so much.
Yeah.
One press up once a week and build it up weekly to the second week is better than 300 press ups.
Oh, yeah. I mean, really, what is commitment? It's habit. It's a habit. Yeah.
And we're using our subconscious mind for our gain instead of it using us.
Yeah.
Don't see it as the rest of your life. Just see it as if you're giving up a bad habit just today.
Yeah.
Just today. I just don't have to drink today.
Mm-hmm.
And like you say, reward ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Reward ourselves. It's really important because most of these habits are about reward anyway.
They are. That's why it's important. Even if you're rewarding your, like, let's say I really had to give up sugar because I was diabetic and I absolutely couldn't have it. I could reward myself with something else. Like, I don't have an example off the top of my head, but just something I really would like and really enjoy would make me feel good. Yeah. It would be a nice replacement. Do that instead.
Yeah. I remember when I first gave up smoking, I turned to ginger nuts.
Yeah.
I was unaware over 3 years what it would do to me otherwise. So I had to form another habit to, but yeah. Anyway, that's different. But that was better than the other habit.
Oh, yeah.
It's not to be down on yourselves.
Yeah.
So we're going to change the way we're doing our podcast a little bit, aren't we?
Yes, we are, yeah.
We're going to do them as seasons. So we have a 10-slot season, and then we're going to have a month break, and then another 10-slot season. And we're going to do, this is our 9th one, and next week will be our 10th one. What are we doing next week about?
Oh, I believe we were going to do expectations.
Expectations and stories.
Yeah.
Of how we expect life to be and how much pain and drama it causes us.
Yes.
How much of a nightmare we cause for ourselves just through those, story and my expectations.
I actually have a song about it now, come to think of it.
Okay, perhaps we can have that as the closing of this season.
Yeah, we haven't done that.
That would be good. And then next season, whole 10 episodes is going to be about relationships.
Yes.
And we're going to look at relationships from the inside, from the outside. Relationships not only between partners, but between families.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a great time to subscribe. It's a great time to review us, to bookmark us.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can support us, head over to Patreon and become one of our patrons, where you can see our videos. You can see, you can see where we pause it and just... Where we all go wrong and things like that.
Or just like start talking about something else in the middle of the podcast.
and then remember we're doing a podcast. Or one of us say something and the other one looks at each other and goes, what? I do that all the time. I just sit here and like, I got nothing to say to that.
It happens.
So where can they find you, Susan?
Susansinspirationspace.com.
And you can find me at stephenwebb.com. If you can, head over to Patreon, become one of our patrons. We'll call you out on the next show. Really appreciate it. Take care. Have a great week, everybody. Thank you, Susan.
Thanks.